WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie.
Right here on WildTalkRadio.com, presented as always by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or, well, if this happens to be on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. If you have a Twitch Prime sub, which, by the way, Prime Day is coming, so everybody mark your calendars for that. And if you do have a Twitch Prime and you want to use it on this channel, please feel free. We'd be happy for you to use it. But, you know, if you want to use it somewhere else, that's fine too. But use it here.
Use it here.
We'd really appreciate it if you support the channel. But if not, that's fine too. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're not live, but we're here doing a thing right here. WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTA Live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, but just not right now. You're listening to us on the afternoon on a Thursday or an evening on a Friday or whatever you decide to download the show. We greatly appreciate it. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RockRadioShow, or at Lindsay Ward, whenever you do so, if you so want to talk about the show and the topics we are talking about today on the program.
Yeah, so today's going to be a little bit different than the normal show. We'll go back to the regular swing of things next week for sure. I have to travel for work. I was out of town last week for 4th of July. This week I have to travel. I have to go visit one of our other locations. So I'm not in town like I normally am to be able to do the show. So we're doing something a little bit different. Where we're essentially just going to talk about Extreme Rules, which is this Sunday on the WWE Network. So if you're looking forward to news or NXT, I'm sorry, NXT hasn't aired as of the recording of this, so we can't talk about it. There's not a lot of news, okay. So we're not going to do news.
I can give you news. Gallows and Anderson resign. Yah, yeet, dab. On to the next topic.
Yee, and I say this with the greatest of emphasis, ha. Anyway,
5-year deal. Five-year deal. That's your news presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We got it in. We got the news in. There you
Woo-hoo!
Go. Now
Yay!
Time. But yeah, we have other things we need to talk about tonight.
Yeah, we have to talk about Extreme Rules. We are going to mix a little SmackDown in with Extreme Rules because some things did happen on the show, but not a lot happened. So there's not enough there to really do a whole segment about it. So we're just going to kind of mix Raw, a little bit of Raw, a little bit of SmackDown into the pay-per-view so we can talk about it. And we will be doing two of the week. So the way this is going to go, we're going to talk the first 5 matches of Extreme Rules. We're going to take a break. We're going to do two of the week. We're going to come back and we're going to finish the show, the pay-per-view. And then we're actually going to finish the show. But so everybody's clear, so there's not any like weird breaks. So if you want to like skip over it, we promise the break in the Tweet of the Week won't take too long. But just to kind of give everybody a breather in between the first five matches and the last few matches, there you go. So we are going to jump right into Extreme Rules because we've been talking about it enough. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And we are going to start.
Before you announce the first match, it's facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork where you can make your picks.
Yes. Pick'em Challenge. There is no prize. It's pure bragging rights. But if you want to participate in the Pick'em Challenge for the pay-per-view, you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio. You can Facebook us at the address he just mentioned. And you can submit your picks for this show. Because, yeah, it's going to be a good time, I feel like.
It's going to be an extremely good time.
See what I did
there?
So, all right, first match on the card, at least for us, is the Raw Tag Team titles are on the line, where you've got the Revival taking on the Usos. This is, I believe, the first time that the Raw Tag Team titles are going to be defended on the main show.
If it's on the main show.
If it's on the main show in quite a long time. I think the last time was before WrestleMania. So if they do make the main show, that's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of rooting for the Revival. I know they're the bad guys. I know everybody's not supposed to like them. But they were kind of in the background for so long. I really want good things to happen for them.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the Usos as tag champs. We've seen them on SmackDown many times as tag team champions. We've seen them on Raw as tag team champions. The Usos don't need the belts to be over. And if the Usos get the belts here, the chase is done. And there's really no... It's like, oh, the Usos have the belts, so now the Revival are going to go back to chasing. Revival's had the belts, what, 4 or 5 weeks at this point? It's really not a long time. So to me, I'm with you in this. It's the Revival should go over. Doesn't mean they will. But they have this, like, relationship kind of with Shane. They kind of work with Shane, but they kind of don't. They're just sort of bit players in the whole Shane thing.
Did they re-sign, or are they going to re-sign?
They still have another year on their deal. So
okay. So they got a while before they're...
They have a while, and we'll see what they do in a year or less at this point. But
I mean, if they have a while to go on their contract, then I would say that, yeah, for sure, that they should definitely go over in this instance. Because you can always, like you said, you can always have the Usos win the tag team titles, no problem. They've been multi-time tag team champions, but, you know, it's time, I feel like, to give somebody else a turn. And, the Revival has been on the shelf for so long that they're finally now getting a spotlight after they threaten to leave. So let's give them the spotlight. Let's let them keep the titles for right now.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on the Revival retaining the titles. It just makes more sense right now. Yeah. Again, like I said, the Usos could win it at any time. But this is just not their time. So I'm going to Revival. You're going to Revival. We asked the Magic 8-Ball who's going to win, the Revival or the Usos. And the 8-Ball says Usos.
It's being treacherous early tonight. My goodness. Up next, this is brand new, announced on SmackDown as of the taping of this show. I freaked out for a minute when this happened because they were doing a side-by-side interview with Aleister Black where basically his opponent was going to be revealed. And so you've got this split screen going on and Aleister's sitting there talking and then all of a sudden these white pants appear in the frame. And I'm like, oh no, 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 don't tell me this is how they're going to do it. No, no, please no, no, no. And sure enough, then a suit jacket comes into frame. It's like, okay, yeah, no, he don't wear a suit. So it turns out that Cesaro, in a rather creepy way, accepts Aleister Black's challenge by basically walking into the interview in his beautiful white suit or white gray suit, which was a juxtaposition to Aleister's all black attire, which he looked very dapper as well. But Cesaro sits down in the chair and he's got his mouth guard in and he just smiles and it's super creepy. Yeah. Like it's ridiculously creepy.
So he was the one knocking on Aleister Black's door looking for a fight. Cesaro basically said, I want to fight and they're going to go and I'm looking forward to this one. Like,
I think we all win no matter what.
Okay. If you're going to rebuild Aleister Black on the main roster because you brought him in, he was a tag team wrestler with Ricochet. You gotta separate him. Now you gotta rebuild him. And you've been giving these promo packages that sort of haven't go anywhere, the little backstage promos he's been doing. And they led to Cesaro knocking on the door, him looking for a fight. And it's like, okay, Cesaro, solid worker, really good in the ring, but he's not like a main eventer. He's a mid-card guy, but he's a good enough mid-card guy to get a really good at match on Aleister Black. Cesaro won't lose anything losing to Aleister, but
no,
Aleister will gain something by beating Cesaro, especially the way they've been pushing Cesaro lately.
This is going to be really, really physical because Aleister and Cesaro kind of come from that same European school, so they're going to probably go pretty hard at each other, which is fine. That's completely fine. I love it when Cesaro's aggressive. I love it when Aleister's aggressive. And here's the thing. I think Cesaro was in a tag team for so long. Not that there was anything wrong with the bar. The bar was incredibly good. It was entertaining. Everybody really liked it, or most everybody really liked it. That we forget that Cesaro has a mean streak in him. That he had it before the bar. That's kind of actually what led to the bar between him and Sheamus. Was they hated each other, and then they loved each other, and then at some point they got married. And then Sheamus disappeared, and we have no idea where he is. Yeah. Except making videos on Instagram.
Yeah, check out
for YouTube.
Yeah, check out his Celtic workouts.
So they brought Cesaro back after WrestleMania as singles, and they kind of have been working him back in as a singles competitor with that mean streak back in again. So this should be a lot of fun to watch. Like I said, it will be very, very physical. They're just going to go at each other. Everybody's going to win in this except for the person that has to lay down. And even then, they're going to win because I expect nothing less but absolute epicness, awesomeness, whatever you want to call it, out of this match.
It'll be hard-hitting and fun. It'll be like 10 minutes. Give them 10 minutes. I mean, you can give them 20 minutes and they will tear the house down, but they'll probably get like 10, 12 minutes on the pay-per-view in.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a nice opener.
It'd be a great opener.
If the tag match is both bumped to the pre-show, then open with this. If not, this is a good third match on the show.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. That being said, as much as I love Cesaro, I do have to agree, Aleister Black needs the win more. He needs it way, way, way more because he really hasn't been in singles competition a lot recently. They kind of took him out of the tag team and put him back in this little hidey hole, and that's all we've really seen of him. He hasn't, like, the few times he's been out and about, I think he has won, but he really needs a very strong, very impressive victory here to help sort of get him a little bit back on track and reestablish that dominance that we saw in NXT, because I think everybody knows who he is. Everybody's seen what he can do in NXT. So we're all expecting that same level of treatment, and he's not getting it. And it's like, dude, do you know who this is? Okay, can we get that man, please? So I think hopefully we will get to see what we all want to see from Aleister Black.
Yeah, I'm going to go Aleister Black. Magic 8-Ball. Will Aleister Black defeat Cesaro this Sunday on pay-per-view? Yes.
All right. Back in line. Up next in what promises to be another amazing contest, you have Drew Gulak taking on Tony Nese for the Cruiserweight Championship.
So this is Tony Nese's rematch after losing the belt a few 3 weeks ago back at the last pay-per-view. Drew just got, as just mentioned, this is the rematch. Drew just got the belt. Drew's going to be facing Matt Riddle the night before in Philadelphia at the ECW Arena for the Evolve show, which you can see live on the WWE Network.
Ding!
They promoted it. Oh my god, is that a crime? They promoted an Evolve show? Crime. Anyway, people think it is. Drew's got to keep the belt. But the problem is it's in Philly, so you're losing your hometown, yada, 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 that whole same story. But Drew got the belt. He just got it. He needs to keep it.
Yeah, and I mean, he had a long journey in terms of getting the title, so I feel like they need to let him have it for a little while, if nothing else, just because he is sort of one of the flagships of 205 Live. Like, he has done a lot to keep that brand out there for people who aren't necessarily interested in it. And I want to see him keep it because I feel like it's a hard-fought, hard-deserved victory. Not that Tony Nese doesn't deserve it, not that every person on that roster doesn't deserve it, but Drew, I don't think he ever really got hold of it for long the first go-round that he went for the title, so this is, I think, his second?
I think this might be his first. He may have won it before, I don't remember, but this needs to be his reign, because this needs to be his reign, yeah.
Yeah, this needs to be his moment in the sun. He's earned it. And yeah, I mean, as much as I love Tony Nese, yeah, give it to Drew Gulak. Just let him keep it.
I'm going Drew. You're going Drew?
Going Drew.
Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will the Cruiserweight Championship continue to be held by Drew Gulak after this Sunday on pay-per-view? It says no.
8-Ball.
All right, next.
Up next, in a rather interesting twist of events from Monday night, we have a supposed 2-on-1 where Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss will be taking on Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Now, to set this up, basically, it was decided there was going to be a Beat the Clock challenge and between Nikki and Bayley, and whoever beat the clock got to set the stipulation for the match. Well, Nikki Cross beats the clock, and she basically puts Alexa in the match.
No, she put herself in the match.
Or, I'm sorry, she put herself in the match, so she made it essentially a 2-on-1 handicap match against Bayley, and she's going to help Alexa win the title.
That way, they can become the first ever SmackDown women's champions.
They're going to lay cool it.
Yeah, that's what happened on SmackDown. By the way, speaking of SmackDown, they do a contract signing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without one of the participants. How does that work?
They faxed it to her and they got her to sign it and then they signed the fax copy. I don't know. She'll sign it when she gets to the show on Sunday. But
it led to an interesting conversation and shots being thrown, but it just was like, it's not plausible. One of the participants isn't there. It's just, it really made no sense. That said, this could be really good. Now, one other thing. I think Nikki was added to it just in case Alexa can't go.
That's probably true, like on the back end. Here's my thing is, all right, either Nikki Cross really is that naive because she defended Alexa to a fault tonight on SmackDown. She said they're best friends, that they're going to beat Bayley, that they're going to share the title, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, because Nikki Cross has no reason to doubt Alexa Bliss, right? Alexa Bliss has never done her wrong. Alexa Bliss has been her friend. Bayley doesn't have any friends, according to Nikki, and all her friends have abandoned her. And actually, I found it really, really, really funny because on commentary, they were like, oh, well, Bayley's never walked away from a friend. And I was like, yes, she has. She walked away from Sasha. They had a whole feud about it. Did you not remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That Bayley finally had enough of Sasha's crap and she walked away from her. Like, does nobody remember that? Because it was it was a huge moment that Bayley actually walked away from her. But anyway, so basically Bayley and Nikki go back and forth in this confrontation with each other where Bayley tries to talk sense to Nikki, where she's like, Alexa's using you, and, you know, I was new once too, and I was naive, and I got led down the primrose path and used, and once I figured out that people were doing that to me and I stopped it, I succeeded. Nikki was having none of it. Nikki defended Alexa to a fault. Now, this is where I find this interesting, because Nikki Cross, the way that she plays this character is, she's crazy like a fox.
Very.
Very crazy like a fox. And this is either going to go one of two ways. Nikki Cross, they're writing her really as naive as everybody thinks that they're writing her. Or Nikki Cross is going to screw Alexa Bliss come Sunday and she's going to take that title. And I'd rather it be the latter. I really, really, really would. I would love to see, and I think I've said this before, I would love to see Nikki get the better of Alexa and play Alexa and use her, flip the tables on her for once, and use her as a way to get to that championship. I would be 100% fine with that.
That'd be okay. It would be interesting if Nikki actually wins the belt Sunday and then Alexa says we're co-champions because Nikki won.
And Nikki's like, nope!
That would be an interesting twist.
That would be a very interesting twist. But yeah, as much... See, I don't know, because there's another rumor circulating, and this is all circumstance, you know, or speculation, or whatever you want to call it, that Sasha Banks is on her way back to WWE. Now, she could be back as early as next week, or they may be waiting on her for SummerSlam. Nobody's entirely sure when she's going to be back. But rumors swirling that she is coming back to help Bayley with Nikki and Alexa. So Nikki and Alexa could win the title Sunday and Sasha comes in to help her, or Sasha makes a save for Bayley, saves Bayley's title for her, and then those four have a feud.
Or or Sasha turns on Bayley.
You know, they've done that so many times.
They have, but if Sasha's coming back, it would be a good way to split them up and not go back to Boss and Hug. Also turn Sasha heel, which I think she prefers. It would be the right way to do it. You know what I mean?
But I feel like if you're going to split them up, you don't put them directly into a feud with each other.
But SummerSlam's also coming back, and you could do Bayley and Sasha at SummerSlam for the title.
And that's always good. That's always great. But I mean, it's like, I feel like it's very similar to The Shield. In the sense that they went back to The Shield one too many times in a very tight time span. I feel like this is kind of sort of the same way, where it's like Bayley and Sasha, they are excellent together. Whether they're teaming together or they're feuding with each other, you're going to get a quality story, quality match out of both of them. But after a while, it kind of loses the luster. Because it's just, oh, they're going back to Bayley and Sasha again. And that's what this feels like. You know, and if they were to do that, not that it's not exciting that Sasha's coming back, but that it's just like, oh, they went straight for that. It's like when Ambrose came back, and the first thing they did was put him essentially back with Shield. You know, it's like...
All right, I'll give you two other scenarios, all right? We eliminate Sasha from the equation. Bayley's going to need a friend. It could be Carmella, but she's busy with R-Truth, so I don't think that would be her. You could bring in someone like Liv Morgan to be Bayley's friend and give Liv a new push on SmackDown and elevate her. That wouldn't be so bad.
It wouldn't be bad at all.
You could also have Charlotte now come in and be Bayley's friend. It wouldn't make a lot of sense, but there is the horsewoman tie-in, so you could go back to that. You know what I mean?
You could also, if you wanted, you could also do Becky, but they're kind of ending the wild card. But yeah, we haven't seen much of Charlotte lately.
Because she's not in the title picture, and there's no... Since you're using Raw women on SmackDown right now with Alexa and Nikki and continuing the story, Charlotte's sort of taken a back seat because there is no single feud for her. Because you have the Iconics with the Kairi Sane and Asuka, kind of. They're mixing it up. You have Mandy and Sonya dealing with Ember. So it's like there is no other singles feud for her right now. So she's on the back, taking the back seat. That's why she could get involved here. And it's good for Charlotte. Charlotte needed to take a step back.
Yeah, they needed to back away from her. She was a little overexposed. I think everybody was a little sick of her. So the fact that we haven't seen her on TV recently, that she's sort of just been behind the scenes, has been a nice refresher. So when she does eventually show back up, people will be happy to see her again. And I think she deserved a break because she's been doing quite a lot over the last year.
And it's only been a month. Like, it hasn't been that long. Like, she was last seen backstage in the Ricochet Celebration. So that's the last time we've seen her. So it's been a month. And you know what? If she's not on SummerSlam, that's okay. Because guess what's coming? Fox. And you know she's going to be a big part of the Fox deal.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
So keeping her away is fine right now because there's not much you can do with her until you find her the right opponent.
Yep, I completely agree. And so on that note, who are we picking for this match to kind of bring it all back around because we're kind of getting off on a tangent here?
Thinking.
This is a hard one to pick. I'm not going to lie because it's like it can go really either way. They could keep the title on Bayley and keep her going, or they could honestly give it to Nikki or Alexa. But I think realistically, if you're going to take it off of Bayley, you put it on Nikki just because then it's like it pushes Alexa to turn on Nikki.
It does. It all works. Okay, this whole story works if they were all on the same brand. That's the hard part. They're not on the same brand. Bayley's SmackDown. The other two are technically Raw. If this was for the Raw Women's Championship, Alexa and Nikki would have it and be the story of Raw. But that they don't. I'm going Bayley retains.
Yeah, since it's a SmackDown title, yeah, I gotta agree with that.
It's hard. Like it's.
You forget because it's like because of the wild card. It's like oh crap, are they Raw superstars? I keep forgetting that.
But at some point, the brand's gonna hard split again. Like it's going to. They've stopped saying wild card. The brand's gonna hard split again when the new directors fully take over. You kind of get that impression. So yeah. Right now, just let the summer go.
So yeah, I would say Bayley retains.
8-Ball, will Bayley retain this Sunday? It says Yes.
There you go.
All right, next.
Up next, we have the WWE Championship on a line as Kofi Kingston takes on Samoa Joe in what promises to be a very physical, very brutal contest, at least on Joe's side. That's what he said on SmackDown, was that this is going to get ugly. And he was kind enough to offer Kofi's family clemency, but Kofi refused it. What?
It is what it is. In terms of a winner, Kofi, I mean, it's going to be a good match. Joe's a Raw guy. So, again, this goes to the whole wild card thing and what have you. Joe's here to help put Kofi over to continue his reign. Because I think Kofi's reign comes to an end at SummerSlam. I think that whole story ends there.
Probably.
So to me, this is just another stepping stone. Good match. Good quality matchup on the pay-per-view where Kofi wins.
I expect this to be very physical. I expect Joe to push Kofi to his limit. And I expect Kofi to try to push Joe to his limit. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if that doesn't happen. I would fully expect this to be a match of the night candidate, just given on who's in it. And if you give them the time, which the title match deserves, they could absolutely tear the house down. And honestly, I feel like the added pressure of Paul Heyman lurking in the background, which I love how they're doing that, by the way, that they're just kind of casually having Paul Heyman show up. Like, he doesn't even have the briefcase. He's just walking around.
I just like how he walked into the promo. Walked out.
He's just there. That's that ever-present reminder that Paul Heyman is around, and not just as the executive director of Raw, but as the advocate for Brock Lesnar. And anytime Paul Heyman's around, well, could Brock be nearby? You don't know. Because Brock has gone radio silent at this point, which is perfect. That's what you need him to do. You just have Heyman there lurking just off the edge of the camera. And, you know, he could sort of gesture at a door and Brock could come out and it could be over for either Kofi or for
Rollins.
For Rollins. Thank you. Sorry. I got something stuck in my throat for a second. And that would be it. So I love that you have him lurking on both shows. I love that Kofi or Rollins could be impacted by it. That's perfect. That's exactly what you need to have going on. Rather than doing briefcase teases, you just have Paul Heyman there.
He teases when Brock may show up or may not, like he did on Monday.
And the best part about it is we don't know.
We don't know.
We really don't know when Brock's going to be there. It's that nice added element of surprise. But kind of getting back on this match.
Kofi.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride for Joe. I'm going with Kofi.
Magic 8-Ball, will Kofi Kingston retain the title this Sunday on pay-per-view? No.
All right. 8-Ball is being contrary so far. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Just, you know, get all the plugs and everything in. We're going to straighten the 8-Ball out. And when we come back, we're going to take a Tweet of the Week break. We're going to do that. And then we will complete our preview of Extreme Rules. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll be right back. Yeah, just drop dead.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns,
maybe I have one more ass kicking left in.
I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to this over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or if we happen to be airing this on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. Prime Day is coming, so if you do have a Twitch Prime subscription and you would like to use it on this channel, we would greatly appreciate it if you do. You don't have to, but you know, it would be great if you did, just saying. Anyway, we are here. We are previewing Extreme Rules. If you have downloaded this, then you for sure heard the first half of the show, because this isn't really airing live. So congratulations. You've made it to the second half of the show. As I said before, we're going to take a quick break, which we've done, and now we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty, so after we do Tweet of the Week, we will finish out Extreme Rules. This is just a quick little fun little break. So, you know, just to kind of give everybody a breather. So, Courage JD. Dear Twitch, I'm currently being bullied by popular Twitch streamer and Tim the Tatman's hard carry, Dr. Lupo. I'd like for you to remove him from your platform and send me all 18,000 plus of his subs for the damages he has caused my brand. With love, Uncle Jack. Dr. Lupo replies, can I get some milk titties in the replies? This stems from the fact that Dr. Lupo put out a video saying when you get Courage's mom to give him a call live on stream because Lupo basically slid into her DMs and got her to call her own child milk titties on webcam live.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was amazing. That was hilarious. And to follow this entire situation up, the original tweet, which I think I have somewhere. That was the tweet, okay, for the video. And Courage replies to that, it be your own mother. Mrs. Dr. Lupo follows up, Benjamin, full name. You did not have his mother call him, facepalm emoji, I can't, laughing till she's crying.
Well, you know, that's how you roll.
Lisa Natalie Dunlop, a.k.a. Courage's mom. Oh no, Dr. Lupo, you got called by your full name. You're in trouble.
Oh, Lord.
Courage JD, public service announcement. Earlier this week, my subscribers tried to nickname me Milk Titties. I don't officially recognize that as one of my nicknames. Thank you. Bless. And because I liked it, it's not really a Tweet of the Week candidate, but because I liked it, Dr. Lupo, like this tweet to help Courage JD find true love, because basically what happened is Nick Merckx and his girlfriend got engaged last night. Congratulations to them, by the way. He bought her a gorgeous ring. Got down on one knee. He streamed it, which is pretty ballsy because he would have been screwed if she said no. And so in reply to that, Courage proposed to like a 3-month-old stale bag of Pirate's Booty popcorn. And so Dr. Lupo's trying to do his buddy a solid and get him married because Jordan Fisher's engaged. Lupo's married. Tim's married. Both Lupo and Tim have kids. Ninja's married. Merckx is engaged. Courage is kind of the only one out here that's like, hey.
Right.
Guess he's single. So if you would like to marry Courage JD, I believe he's accepting applications. Please don't quote me on that.
At Courage JD.
At Courage JD.
Yeah.
If you just say nice to him things on or to him on Twitter, I'm sure he'd greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Jake from State Farm. Dr. Lupo, I feel like this is your day. Bask in it and be great. Hashtag National Video Game Day. Dr. Lupo responds, and I'm traveling. Shrug emoji. Jake from State Farm. What? No. Well then, I shall game in your honor. That's a good friend.
Good, very good friend.
So that's all I got.
Caleb Roxon, yesterday I got the new iPhone with the facial recognition feature. I used it this morning when I first woke up and it didn't recognize me. F you, iPhone. F you.
Nice.
Dr. Lupo. Hey there. It's almost time for GuardianCon, which just happened. I'm here to do my duty of reminding you to wear deodorant and shower. Please. I'm begging you. Don't come to a convention smelling like anus. No one wants that. Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Lupo. You're doing God's work right now.
Logitech, we apply our deodorant at light speed. Someone named Joe, taking your time would probably be more efficient though. Logitech, no, like each swipe is at light speed. It makes more sense when you see it. Dr. Lupo, I feel like this would create a lot of friction.
A bit.
But Logitech, our deodorant application is accurate as our Hero 16K sensor. Are we doing our job right? Jason Baker, how Eric Rowan tore his shoulder, getting hit repeatedly with steel steps. How I tore my shoulder, opening a family-sized bag of potato chips. Worth it. Eric Rowan replied, my new best friend, and a picture of the Tim's potato chips. Bray Wyatt, I wanted to be brave and courageous, but I lost my way. I gave in to desires and lost my meaning. Lessons painfully learned. I can be a hero. I will be a hero, because you need me to be. I forgive you, John Cena. Thank you for the painful lessons. Hashtag dance with me, you fool.
Oh my god. Okay, I just want to say this, because the anniversary of Bray Wyatt's arrival in WWE, along with the family, was this past week. I think it was actually on Tuesday. Where the hell is the apology to Kane? I feel like out of everybody on that roster, the one that deserves it the most is Kane, because not only did the Wyatt family beat him up twice, like brutally beat him up the first time, and I think actually the second time too, they attempted to decapitate him with steel steps, no lie. They kidnapped him. Like, they actually absconded with Kane. Do you know how hard that is to do? That man is huge. Like, they just walked off with him. Like, it was nothing. And he was gone. Like, nobody knew what happened to him. He doesn't talk about it. It was a bad trip. But yeah, like, Where is Kane's apology? I feel like he deserves one. Also, why the hell is Bray Wyatt not trying to apologize to The Undertaker on Twitter? I need this
in
my
life.
It's
coming. It will come. It will all come.
Bray, you need to get on this for me, please.
Fortnite tweeted about the Fortnite Stranger Things. Tim the Tap Man. Don't mind me just going to the Upside Down. Nick Merckx. You couldn't fit in the Upside Down.
Rude!
Dr. Lupo. You must be this tall to enter the Upside Down. Sorry, Nick. Maybe in a couple years. SpongeBob. Hi, Kevin. Kevin Owens. Bob. Courage JD. Party attire was white clothes only. How did I do? Lupo. Phone case is black, watch is silver and gold. Sure, it has a gray logo on it, and I bet your neon man thong can be seen from the back. 6 out of 10.
Oh, God. Lupo.
Courage. I know you like my man thongs.
Well, I mean.
Courage. Earthquake happens in L.A. Me, absolutely everyone who know. Jack caused the earthquake. Lol, mega lol, dab, girthquake. Valkyrie. Wait, that was a real earthquake? I thought it was Courage JD.
Oh my God.
Gets better. Courage. Not you too. Valkyrie. I woke up to it and was confused because I thought you fell or something. Then I saw the earthquake tweets, crying emojis. Courage. Now I've seen it all at this point. I gotta lose 20 pounds. This is the breaking point. Valkyrie. No, it's not. It's not you. The house and the walls are thin. I can hear you default dancing sometimes. It's not you. It's the house. And he replied with a video. You're right. It was me. And posted his little video about it. So there was that. Let's see. What else? Jordan Fisher. I was driving when the earthquake happened, but all these tweets made me think Tim the Tap Man was barging into Courage JD's room again.
Oh my God. By the way, I have an entry after you're done.
Okay. So last time we did Tweet a Week, I talked about how Bray Wyatt did a message to The Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Rock replied.
Oh no.
Dear Bray, I am pleased to hear your therapy has been successful. Frozen pizza pocket vulnerability is not easy to expose. You're a better man for it, and I'm proud of you. And yes, you will love the new Jumanji this Christmas. P.S. You're batshit crazy, and I love it. Alright, what's your final tweet?
Alright, so, Oney Lorcan. This is in all caps. I'm not yelling it. It's actually technically I have a few more entries because I just found them. I think Vince McMahon hates Daivari because he is actually allowing his company to sanction a match where anything goes tonight between us on 205 Live on the WWE Network at 10 p.m. That means no rules. Daivari, you have been sentenced to death. Rowan, bless him, replies, 10 p.m. Eastern, Central, Mountain, or Pacific. Get your plugs right, man! Get your plugs right! Eric Rowan called you out for your plug! Oh, boy. Okay. Let's see. Where's the other one? I gotta find it. Hold on. Okay. If one goes to a bar and orders an Irish whiskey, should one leave a tip if said bartender lays before you a cup of coffee, a shot of whiskey, and a cup of individually wrapped creamers? I mean, it's a valid question.
It is a very valid question.
I mean, if he's of marrying mind, I feel like you should marry him, but that's just me. And also, Bray Wyatt said happy anniversary and Rowan sent him little clinking beer glasses.
Yeah, it works.
I love that Eric Rowan has a Twitter and he's posting on it. Not weird shit. Like he was before, like just actual
stuff now.
Yeah. Actual stuff. Like that we get to see his personality and it's great. So, all right. So speaking of Eric Rowan, not really because I don't think he's on. Actually, he is because we're getting ready to talk about him. So we're going to switch back to Extreme Rules. We're going to finish out with the last group of matches here on the card. And, well, you know, we brought him up. The SmackDown Tag Team Championships are on the line as Planet Earth, or Team Planet Earth, whatever you want to call them, the new Daniel Bryan and Rowan taking on the New Day and Heavy Machinery for the titles in a three-way.
I'm going to read you a quote from Xavier Woods from SmackDown Live this Tuesday. First, you were out here taking orders from Bray. Then you were out here taking orders from Harper. Now you're out here taking orders from Daniel. We're having a hard time finding out who your daddy is.
Rude. so rude. Hilarious as crap, but rude.
We're getting more Bryan and Otis. We had it on SmackDown. We're going to get more of it here on Sunday. I love it. More Bryan and Otis. It's awesome.
I want it solos, though. Like, I want Bryan and Otis in a single match.
Give
like,
it to
just,
me.
the hilarity of that. Please give that to me. Please.
Make
and
it
do
happen.
It when I'm in town.
And then you should be. Give it to us on Tuesday. Next Tuesday. As far as wind buying around.
Yeah. I feel like
It's not time. While Heavy Machinery is good, they'll get their run. New Day's had their run. Let Daniel Bryan and Rowan keep the belt. Again, it's all boils to SummerSlam. SummerSlam's the day you change all the real titles and everything you make really important. Then you can sit off what you're doing in the fall. So we're not at SummerSlam yet. We're about a month away. So it's like, it's a little too early to drop the belts. This will be a really good match. Really enjoyable match. Like, this whole show, from top to bottom, has really good matches on it. And everything is properly booked to have the right stipulation. You know what I mean? And this one should be really fun. I'm looking forward to this one, but I see Bryan and Rowan retaining.
There's, like you said, there's no need. It's not time. They're doing fine with the titles. Heavy Machinery will have their day, I'm sure. And as for New Day, they're always a quality duo right now. But let Bryan and Rowan just keep the titles for right now.
Okay. Magic 8-Ball. Will Daniel Bryan and Rowan keep the tag belts this Sunday? It says yes.
There you go. Up next in the match that's going to make every fanboy's ovaries pop and impregnate people, you have Ricochet taking on AJ Styles for the US title. This is another one of those, everybody wins. This is going to be fantastic. This is going to be a match of the night candidate for sure. I'm okay with whatever outcome we get, honestly. We've got AJ Styles who has gone to the dark side, as it were. He's brought Gallows and Anderson along for the ride, so he'll have them in his corner. And, you know, they're just gonna do their thing and try to take Ricochet's title from him.
There's no stupid stipulation. There's no commercial break that's gonna interrupt this matchup, so we're gonna finally get a Ricochet AJ Styles matchup that could tear the house down on Sunday. I have a feeling this is going to be the start of what should become a multi-series of matches on pay-per-view. Ricochet just got the belt, but at the same time, him chasing the belt and him chasing the club would be the better story.
Well, this would lead to Ricochet potentially finding a group of people to help him against the club, and whether that's... Is Finn Raw or SmackDown? I don't remember.
Finn is SmackDown. We saw him against Shin tonight.
Well, I can't tell.
He's Intercontinental Champion, so he's SmackDown.
Okay, never mind. But basically, you have Ricochet find a group of people to help him against the club. And whether that you bring people up from NXT to do that, whether you have him run around the roster and do that, that is a story that you can tell. AJ is good with a title, especially when he's a heel. You've just reformed the club. This is hard. This is really, 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 really hard. Because it's Ricochet just got the title. Ricochet needs the title right now. He needs the win, but so does AJ. And the reason why AJ needs it is because, like I said, they have just reformed the club. They have just turned AJ Styles heel. I feel like if you have him lose clean this early, then he's going to be a little dead in the water for a minute or two.
I'm going to pull a card out of your playbook.
You going with a messy finish?
I'm going to go with a messy finish. I could see Ricochet winning by disqualification. I could see the club getting involved and causing disqualification at the end just to keep the belt on Ricochet and keep the feud moving. Or AJ gets frustrated and he starts beating on him with a chair or something. I feel like this one's going to end with a DQ, and I think that's okay. If it's a long-term thing, this one can end in DQ and everything will be fine. Because you kind of need it in this one. Like,
yeah, you really need the DQ finish, because it's like, if either one loses, that's going to do damage. And you don't want that when you're trying to rebuild Ricochet and AJ Styles a little bit. So I'm okay if you have a DQ or if there is no finish. And it could be that this match never really gets started. Like, they could just beat the crap out of Ricochet in an attempt to wear him down, and then Ricochet can't get up, and so they can't start the match.
Could happen, but I'm going DQ finish, Ricochet retains.
I'll go the same on that.
Magic 8-Ball, will Ricochet retain the title on Sunday? It says no. All right, what's next?
Up next, we have, in a last man standing match, Braun Strowman taking on Bobby Lashley. Now, this stems from an arm wrestling contest that got nobody excited all the way up to them going through the set and pyro and electric stuff flying everywhere, and they had to go to a medical facility to this week where Bobby Lashley was fine and he called out Braun Strowman, and Strowman did not appear. At least I don't remember him appearing.
He did not appear.
Okay. I thought he didn't. It's like, I don't remember Strowman being there. But anyway, so that was your go home on Raw for this, was Lashley called out Strowman and Strowman did not appear. So I'm interested to see this just because we've seen, and I know I keep dropping this phrase, we've seen Bobby Lashley get a mean streak. And the reason why we've seen that is Paul Heyman is somewhat influencing Bobby Lashley stuff. That's very, very apparent in the way that he's being handled, in the way that he's being written, he's being presented, all of it. Like, there is a huge left turn that happened in the left week, or last 2 weeks with Bobby Lashley. Like, we were going along, like, one minute he's with Leo Rush and he's showing his ass off to everybody, and the next minute he takes Braun Strowman through the stage and they both have to go to the hospital. So, I don't know who I want to win this.
Depends where you're going. Is Bobby Lashley the next challenger for Seth Rollins and the WWE Universal Championship at SummerSlam? Then you have Lashley going over. If not, Braun going over and rebuilding him as a monster is the right direction to go in. And it's a last man standing match, so you usually can play to the favor of the babyface in this one. You finally take the heel out with a big gigantic spot, which is what they'll end up doing here. Like, they're going to beat the crap out of each other. They're not going to be in the ring much. They'll brawl around the arena. They'll bash in through sets and backstage stuff and tables and what have you. And it'll go 10 minutes and they'll just go hardcore. That's what this one is. And they'll fall. Someone will fall off the stage with the other and then one of them will get up. You could do a double no finish if you really wanted to keep the momentum going. But I think this is a nice blow off for the two.
This is a good way to play to their strengths instead of just having them do a wrestling match, which nobody, no offense to them, really wants to see. You're having them participate in a fight, in a brawl. This is going to make them both look like a pair of bosses because, again, like I said, this is playing to their strengths.
Especially Braun.
This is going to do wonderful things for both of them because, you know, as we all saw, Bobby Lashley versus Braun Strowman the first time, everybody's like,
I don't need to see it again. I really don't. I don't need to see this matchup either, but it's not going to be a wrestling match. It's going to be a brawl. I'm okay with it being a brawl.
I would rather see this because this has me honestly more intrigued and more curious just based on what they've done in the last few weeks than what the first match was. Because now there's a reason for them to fight, which is they try to kill each other by taking each other through the stage. So they're going to fight with each other because there's just that much bad blood that there's a little bit of heat on this now, and it works. I don't know who to pick.
I'm going Braun.
Yeah, I'll go there.
Magic 8-Ball, will Bobby Lashley be the last man standing against Braun Strowman this Sunday? It says yes.
Okay. All right. Moving on. In a no-holds-barred match, speaking of playing to strengths, you have Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre taking on Roman Reigns and everyone's favorite undead curmudgeon, The Undertaker.
And there's a new wrinkle thrown into this. Kevin Owens.
Kevin freaking Owens.
We saw on SmackDown, he's now loose cannon a little bit. He was shouting off at the mouth at Shane McMahon, getting the microphone cut off on him a couple times and then taken out of the building. Then he came back, hit a stunner at the end of the night. So Kevin Owens could play a factor in this one. It seems like we're building a Kevin Owens Shane McMahon feud again, which is fine by me. It'll get Shane McMahon away from Roman Reigns, which is what you need. And they'll look for, especially for Roman, Roman can move on to other things. I have a feeling he's moving to Kofi for SummerSlam, which wouldn't be the worst thing, but it could also be the worst thing for Kofi. We'll see what happens there. Dead Man's back. He's back. He's wrestling.
I'm just going to say this. Taker has to win. Taker needs to win, and here's why.
Uh-huh.
Super Showdown.
Goldberg.
They need to get that match off public memory. They need to get that away from Taker as quick as they possibly can. And I'm sure this was the plan from the get-go, but I'm not 100% sure if Taker doing this isn't... in a directest response to what happened in Saudi Arabia, and he's like, look, I just need to fix this, okay? I need to prove to everybody that I can still do this, because Taker did see the comments. Let's not pretend that he didn't. The man is on social media. He's on Instagram. He saw what people were saying, and he was not happy. And it probably hurt his pride a little bit, more than a little bit, that people were basically saying that he's too old, that he's done, that he needs to stop, you know, all these different things. And so, again, this feels like a very direct response to Saudi Arabia for him, that he's like, I need to prove to myself that I can still go, and I need to prove to the fans that I can still go.
That said, him losing here wouldn't be the worst idea. Because, hear me out, it can set up SummerSlam. If Drew pinned Taker, it sets up SummerSlam. Easily. Because the Taker's out for revenge. But you can also do it the other way, and Taker pinning Drew, Drew's now out for revenge for SummerSlam.
I feel like he needs to win. I feel like it's just the last few outings that he's had have not been very good for him. And that's mainly because he just hasn't had the opponents that he's needed to make him look really good. Shane will bump for him like crazy. I'm sure Drew will as well. Not that I expect Taker to be in this a lot.
No, Taker will take the hot tags. He'll get beat down a little bit, but he'll take the hot tags. He'll run wild, tag Roman back in. Roman will do his thing. This one is your classic standard tag match with bells and whistles, so you can have someone can go through a table. Someone can hit with a kendo stick. It has enough of the bells and whistles to make the matchup work. Because Taker needs bells and whistles at this point to get by. And in a tag situation, it works even better. It also allows like Elias to come in and get hit with a boot or something. You know what I mean? You can have more shenanigans in this one.
Yeah. And I agree with that. This is all smoke and mirrors to cover for Taker and for Shane. Because let's not lie, Shane isn't in the best shape. He kind of tends to get blown up really quick. So this will cover for both Taker and Shane, and you can have the Revival show up if you need to. You can have
Elias
show up. I think the B team is also somehow linked to Shane, so you could have them come in if you wanted. It just really kind of depends what you want to do. But yeah, I'm going Taker and Roman because it's Taker and Roman.
I'll go Taker and Roman. Magic 8-Ball, will Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre beat Undertaker and Roman Reigns on Sunday? It says yes.
All right. It knows better than to argue with me than about a Taker. So, last but
no,
certainly
it said, no, it
not
said
least.
Shane and Drew win.
Hmm?
It said Shane and Drew's winning.
Oh, that whore. It's just going to argue with me, isn't it? It's going to be contrary. All right, anyway, last but certainly not least, you have your last chance, winner take all, mixed tag team match where it is Extreme Rules. Not the title of the pay-per-view. The match is actually an Extreme Rules match. For both the WWE Universal title and the Raw Women's Championships, where Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch are taking on Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans.
Okay, hear me out. Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans should win this matchup because it would advance the story. Seth Rollins and Becky winning here ends the program because it's the last chance. But if you have, okay, I'll preface this. If you have two good opponents for Becky and Seth Rollins for SummerSlam, then they win straight out clean. If you don't, and you can't get a good feud going in 4 weeks, Baron and Lacey getting the belts would actually put them on the map. But they only hold it for 4 weeks. They get the belt back at SummerSlam.
I feel like you have something special in Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans. I may be one of the few people that believe that. And I keep talking about it, but I honestly, truly feel like there's something there between the two, and they can be that obnoxious sort of reverse of what Seth and Becky are, where you have Lacey parading around with the title and everybody's super pissed because she won. Because it's an Extreme Rules match, which means Baron and Lacey can cheat to win, which they will try everything in the book to cheat to win. And the question is can Becky and Seth overcome it? I would honestly like to see Lacey and Baron win just to advance the story, just to see the reaction to that, because everybody would absolutely flip their lid at the notion of Becky and Seth losing to Baron and Lacey.
And you know me, I love a good reaction spot. This would be a great reaction spot. Because if you're booking Attitude Era-wise, if you're booking mid-2000s-wise, the heels need to get the win. And a title doesn't have to be on someone for 6 to 10 months. It doesn't need to be a thing. The title can go back and forth a little bit, and it's still, like, the reign still counts, the reign still matters. Especially if it's a 4-week flip. If Baron Corbin drops the belt back to Seth Rollins and Lacey drops the belt back to Becky at SummerSlam, it's easy and simple. It's, you go right back to it. It's simple, it's done, flat out. If Baron and Lacey don't win, their legs are chopped out from underneath them, they have no chances left. They're just now floating around. Because Lacey will have no, she can't go over to Becky at this point. So she's done. Baron, he's done. Putting the belts on them keeps their legs going. Especially Lacey. Lacey needs the legs to continue to go. Because they're building her as a new character. Her legs need to keep being attached. She needs the belt. Baron needs the belt. Just to say they held the belt.
Mm-hmm. Agreed with that.
So I'm going to go Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans. As much as it pains me to go there, I'm going to pick Baron Corbin to win the main event of Extreme Rules.
I'm there with you just because it builds into matches automatically for SummerSlam. And then also, if you really wanted to, you could have Brock Lesnar cash in on Baron Corbin.
You
not
could.
Seth Rollins.
You could.
And that's kind of how you do that, is Baron's your stopgap champion, so that way Seth doesn't get damaged by Brock. And when I say damaged, I mean it doesn't make him look bad when Brock comes in and beats up whoever he's going to beat up to try and take the title. So you have Seth out of that picture, and you have Baron be the one that has to take the brunt of that and lose. And let's all be completely honest. The one thing that Baron Corbin knows how to do is get people to boo him. He has a particular affinity for that. So him standing there in the middle of the ring with Lacey holding up those titles together. Oh, I can just hear it from here. Like, it would just, people would just be so pissed.
And I love it.
And I love everything about it. This is like, this is going to sound awful, but this is like when Sheamus won the title at Survivor Series. A few years ago, where it's like, where he took it out from underneath Roman.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was so pissed, and I'm just standing there laughing because I was actually at the show. It's just like, yeah, I want that again. I really want that again, just to have everybody be absolutely livid.
Even better. Brock winning Money in the Bank. That's the most recent of that.
Yep.
Brock winning Money in the Bank.
Like, just be like, okay, you guys want to change, here you go, kind of thing. Because, I mean, I feel like, especially with Heyman now running Raw, that things, that Corbin is going to be presented differently. You can already tell that there's a difference in the way that Corbin acts.
Mm-hmm.
That he's not trying, that there is a more natural quality to Baron Corbin than what he's had previously. Lacey Evans, there's still a little bit of pretense there, and I feel like if they work with her, they'll get it down. But Baron is improving because I think Baron is getting better direction in terms of what he should be doing. They all are. So I really love Lacey and Baron together. They're kind of my favorite bad duo aside from Andrade and Zelina. So, I mean, why not?
It works.
It works. It totally works.
All right. So Magic 8-Ball, will Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch retain on Sunday? It says yes.
Okay. All right. It's just going to be a pain.
All right. So there you go. That is Extreme Rules. Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork is the best place to post your picks. You can paste them on the other variety of Facebook pages, Wild Talk Radio Network, Rack Radio Show. You can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show as well.
And I mean, let us know what you think. Like, do you agree? Do you disagree? You don't just have to send pics. Like, you can tell us you think we're wrong, and here's why you think we're wrong. You know, we always love to see stuff like that, so please send it to us. Participate. Interact. We will respond. Just please bear in mind that if you send a smart-ass response or question or comment, that you will get a smart-ass response back. Just
saying.
Saying.
But I think that's not, we're done?
I think we're done, so you have things to plug, so you plug away.
Saturday night, midnight edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, unusual, greatergreatdebate.com, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio returns to review Extreme Rules. Monday night is the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We will be back live, yes, L-I-V-E, live, next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review Extreme Rules on the Rack. Track Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow and subscribe. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. If you have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Prime Day is coming up. You can get a free Twitch Prime as well. They're offering that again. So if you would like to create an account, you want to sign up and all that fun stuff, Twitch Prime. Prime Day is coming next week. Make sure you get all your deals and all that stuff. But use your Prime subscription on us at twitch.tv/WTRLive. But if you want to support us in a different way, you can use creator code ROCKETSITE in the Fortnite item shop or in the Epic Games Store. Because it works there too. You can support us. It's all that fun stuff. Code ROCKETSITE.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Everybody, give MBGFilmsYouTube.com/MBG1211 a quick visit. Shout him out. Tell him we said hi. Matt Goldberg is awesome, and you'll love his stuff. He's got a lot of really, really cool things that he's got going on right now, so check it out. And, well, like he said, we will be live next week. We promise, because I don't have to travel. So, you know, that'll be exciting. But anyway, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Till next week. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.